What a wonderful opportunity for us to gather around that last song. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place. Absolutely a beautiful selection, because as we're here today on this wonderful journey that God has placed us on, that's exactly what we want, right? We want to invite the Holy Spirit to be with us, not just here, but wherever we're at, all right? We're going to be talking about this unique partnership that we have with the Holy Spirit tonight, and so I ask us to join our hearts and our minds and in prayer together. Father, I just thank you tonight that we are here as brothers and sisters, bounded together by the Holy Spirit because of the blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord God, tonight that as we remember who and whose we are, we remember the responsibilities we have with all these unique gifts, talents, and abilities that we've been blessed to have. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing the saints here at Bethel with a passion and desire, Lord God, to listen and to follow through on the work that the Holy Spirit gives them. May we remember how unique this partnership is and how will carry us all the way to your arms in glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and from our Savior Jesus Christ, especially again as we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit with us. You know, they're all kind of what I call partnerships, right? So where are my business-minded people in here? Anyone have a little business, right? All right. So partnerships can just be something as simple as a handshake, right? You shake someone's hand and you make a commitment that we're going to achieve either a short-term or long-term objective together. And sometimes those handshakes can work and sometimes they don't, right? And sometimes you get caught up into legal things. You go see an attorney, you put together a contract that thick, right? And you develop a partnership with someone, and it's either long-term or short-term, but you hope that everyone will keep their part of the bargain, right, in this partnership relationship. So it's all kind of partnerships that we are involved in our lives, and sometimes we get involved in partnerships we don't know we're in them, right? But tonight, as we heard from our lesson from Acts chapter 1, we are in a new chapter in our Christian lives. And this new chapter, we have this unique partnership with the Holy Spirit. And in this time, and in this part of our lives, it's about, for us as God's people, it's about 6 months long right now to the end of the year before we transition to something else, about 24 weeks, 180 days. And this partnership requires some giving and receiving from us in our relationship with our God, particularly God, the Holy Spirit. And this partnership that we're in, it teaches us how to be more Christ-like by using the power, the wisdom, the insight, and authority that our partner gives us. The Holy Spirit gives that to us. And this partnership also, it shapes us in our hearts and our minds to resemble Christ. So that when people see us, they should see Jesus. He said, uh-oh, right? They really should see Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is in us, and we want them to see that. And that way, the mission for the lost, the mission for the confused, there's no doubt in people's hearts and minds that we represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That may make some of us uncomfortable to look like Jesus, but that's what the Holy Spirit's job is in a partnership, is to be sure that when people see us, they see the light of Christ over us and around us, flowing through us. This partnership also provides some assurances for us that we need. It assures us our relationship is intact, it's grounded, it cannot change. So therefore, in our family settings, then it should be impacting our family settings. It should be impacting the friendships and the relationships we have with our friends or pseudo friends or acquaintances, whatever you want to say about them, right? And it should show us how to really impact our neighbors. And if I ask you this question, let's see if you get the answer right. And who is our neighbor? Everyone is our neighbor, right? It should be impacting that as well. This partnership helps our decision making. Now, some of us think we're the best decision makers in the world, and other of us think, Lord, if I can only make good decisions. Well, the Holy Spirit in this partnership helps you to make good decisions that glorify the Lord. It helps you look at your career path. It helps you look at your gifts, talents, and abilities. It helps you look at daily issues differently than the world looks at them. And it helps you deal with concerns that come your way differently. And Lord have mercy, it helps you to use your blessings of finances differently because you have a unique partnership with the Holy Spirit imparting to you what God the Father desires of you and what Jesus Christ has already done for you. Now, if the world looks at the church, you and I, in this partnership that we have, they probably think we have lost our cotton-picking mind, right? Really? You're going to turn your life over to something you cannot see, feel, or touch? There's no stack of papers this big to lock it in that you are truly in this partnership? You got risk factors that the world thinks we're involved in, or daily assessments, or they're concerned about our ethics and morals and values. They're concerned about legalities that don't even concern us with the partnership that we have with the Holy Spirit to do the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we're blessed. Tell your neighbor, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed to have the entire Godhead represented in this partnership that we have with the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing for us to know 24 hours, 7 days a week, that we have the Holy Spirit with us, representing the entire Godhead around us. Who is the Holy Spirit? Our comforter, right? When we need him. Who is the Holy Spirit? It's our conscience, right? It's our conscience, how we think, how we process. Who's the Holy Spirit? He's our tour guide through this journey called life, right? Who is he? He's our protector. When you can't see what's going on around you, guess who's right there protecting you? The Holy Spirit. He's our waymaker. When things look a little rocky, he's the one who takes you over the next hill in your life, right? He's the one that provides the wisdom that we need to speak and to look like Christ to the world around us. He's the one who provides the ultimate assurance in our lives. And I know we can wake up every morning, go to bed at night and say, he is my hope, he's my joy, he's my peace, he's my everything, right? He's the power source that we need for this journey called life. So we heard in our text today how this relationship was started and how this partnership was started in Acts 1. If you haven't read Acts 1, 2, and 3 lately, a little homework for you as I gave you last week, right? If you haven't read Acts 1, 2, and 3 late, go back, spend a little time in your prayer closet, at your kitchen table. Don't go outside and sit in the heat. Find some other comfortable place, right? And just let the Holy Spirit speak to you as you review how this partnership was established. We had a few texts today, but how was established and why was established? So let me just remind us. Remember the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? And upon that ascension, he promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to give you a gift, a partner, to be with you until I return. That's what was established, right? And after that, we go to Matthew 28. With that, we also understood Jesus say, in this partnership then, or in this gift I'm giving you, here is a command. It was not an option, just for those who may think. It was a command of Christ to us, with the power that we've been given for the to get from him that we are to go where? Unto all the world, baptizing, preaching, and teaching the good news of the gospel until we see him again face to face, right? Matthew 28, right? So Jesus leaves us this, what I call this unrefusable gift. We can't tell the Holy Spirit, we don't want you. We don't need you. We can do this by ourselves. No, this is a gift that gives us keys to the kingdom so that the work that God has called us to do in Acts 1, 2, and 3, we can do it without worry in our hearts and our minds because we're fulfilling the mission of Christ. Keys. Keys open doors. Keys open hearts. Keys open all kinds of things, right, in our lives. This key that we have gives us a key to the Word of God. This partnership we have with the Holy Spirit, when we read the Word, it enlightens us. It opens things up for our minds, for our hearts, for our spirit to really connect. That's what the Word is trying to tell me. Any witnesses to that? Right? when you're reading the word, you go, ah, that aha moment, that's that Holy Spirit partnership taking place, right? Letting you better understand how this thing from Genesis to Revelation impacts you, right? The other key is the key of baptism. Very, very clearly in our text, it makes it clear that this gift of baptism is something that is free. And people like free stuff, so why are we not offering it to them, right? Burritos, they're free, right? So baptism, free, offer it to them. I bet you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, there'll probably be some takers along the way, right? The other key that opens, of course, is this precious gift that we yearn and we thirst for, and we better understand as we receive it, because it affirms us, it soothes us, it empowers us, and it quenches our thirst for righteousness and holiness in the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this Holy Spirit partnership, relationship, gives us the kind of keys that we need as we see in Acts so that we can fulfill the mission of Christ. Sometimes you want to ask God questions about our lives, and sometimes we don't always like the answer to God's questions about our lives, right? And so we have to step back and say, Lord, let thy will be done, right? And in the midst of that, we receive, because of this partnership we have with the Holy Spirit, we receive the unconditional love of God just in our hearts and our minds. We can better receive the plans that he has for us and accept those plans and the rewards. And particularly, we can receive all the grace and mercy that we need. And Lord, have mercy, do we need God's grace and mercy in our lives to be able to make it through, right? And it's sufficient. That's the beautiful part about it. His grace and mercy is sufficient. Are we open to listen? And are we open to respond to our partner, the Holy Spirit, every day? That's an important question. If it's yes, then the blessings are going to keep on flowing. You know what I'm talking about? The blessings will keep flowing. But if the answer is no, and you're still trying to figure out if you want this partnership to really take over your life, then there are going to be some rough roads ahead for you. Things are not going to go as you suspect, because the text makes it so clear there is a place called heaven that the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to, and Jesus makes it very clear that he is going to come back, and if you're not with the Holy Spirit, there's no other choice. We don't want to talk about hell, but it's a real place. So let's just say it, that Jesus will allow you to be cast into the darkness of hell. Refusing the Holy Spirit, or blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, says, Holy Spirit, I do not want you in my life and taking control of my life. Which means we open ourselves up to Satan and some temptations. We open ourselves up to the manipulation of the master. We open ourselves up to every little nip that Satan and his legion of angels are over us, and we don't have our armor around us, right? The Holy Spirit is there as our armor. The gift of the Holy Spirit came down to our hearts and lives to keep us connected. Connected to the Father, connected to the Son. Now, who would want that? Who would want to be connected to their Creator? Who would not want to be connected to the one who went to the cross to pay for their sins and give them victory over sin, death, and the grave? Who would not want wisdom and righteousness to be poured into your life day after day after day? Who wouldn't want someone to protect you from things you don't even know that are happening or could happen down the road, and the Holy Spirit is there to be sure that whatever is out there is a gate or a roadblock that can be opened for you as you're carrying out the work? Who wouldn't want to have the kind of assurance that as you're driving life, as we talked about before, that you're going to be on the road and you're going to get to the right place, and the right place is heaven? Releasing ourselves in partnership with the Holy Spirit helps us to truly, truly proclaim the good news of the gospel. So I ask you some questions today, and I hope that you can receive them in love and grace and mercy. Has God given you the victory over sin, death, and the grave?
Yes.
Right. Has God given you the joy you need to be Christ in this world?
Yes.
Does everything you have come from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes.
So why not allow this partnership to keep molding you and shaping you and blessing you and maturing you, right? Because we want to see our Savior face to face, right? He's coming back. He's going to gather us. We're going to our heavenly home. Why not allow him to do that in your lives even more? Because you know the answer is yes. There's sometimes a discussion about, well, how do I best use my time, my talents, and my treasures? I'm not sure how to best do that. You ever have that conversation with yourself? You know, I have a lot or I have a little, but how do I use what God has given me? Have a conversation with your partner. Your partner will tell you. Your partner will guide you. Your partner will give us the kind of peace that we need about that decision making. It's a beautiful partnership. Our partner is here only to bless us. That's his job. Just bless the saints, bless the church, bless the work, lead and guide. Let the church know that they are vessels to carry out the work of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful partnership we have, saints. And I pray that we're willing to keep this partnership alive. And I pray that we will say to our partner every day, thank you. Thank you for being all that you need to be in my life so I can look like Jesus when people see me. Isn't that a good thing? It's a wonderful thing. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, how joyful we are today for this partnership with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, our guide, our protector in this life. Holy Spirit, continue to take control of our hearts and our lives. We yield ourselves to you so that the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is accomplished through us, that we are truly living vessels in this world. Holy Spirit, take control. And thank you for always being true to us and to the Godhead. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.